This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is Issues 2018. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Acting Kansas State Fair General Manager Robert Mader. Welcome to Issues 2018.
Thank you, Steve.
And did you take the GM job with the understanding that it might be strictly interim then?
Yes, it was always interim, and I thought it'd be 3 or 4 months, and it's turned out to be about 9 months, and I'll go through the fair. But we do have a new GM hired, and his name is Robin Jennison.
We'll talk about that in a minute here, but I just want to ask you, did you work for the state fair before, or did you come from somewhere else?
I actually was on the State Fair Foundation board, and that's how I was the president, and that's how they asked me if I would consider being the interim.
And your background is where?
Dillon's. My background is Dillon's, 42 years with Dillon and Kroger, and retired about 5 years ago.
Well, tell us a little bit about this new general manager, Robert Jennison. He's a guy whose name is pretty well known to some people in Kansas. Anyway.
He's very well known. He's been in the legislature. He's been head of wildlife and parks for the last 7 and a half, and understands the state very well.
This year's fair dates are September 7th to 16th, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, if I make a mistake, your job is to correct me.
I will.
Okay. Tell us about attendance last year and what do you expect this year?
Last year, the attendance was about 332,000. It was actually the first year that we had e-tickets, so it was probably the most accurate count we've had in years. And this will be the second year for electronic tickets again. And we're looking forward to seeing what happens. Our actual sales so far are running quite a bit ahead of last year, and also the entertainment for the grandstand is running quite a bit ahead of last year at this point.
So how does that, what did you say, 320?
332.
332. How's that stack up with other years? That's pretty close, isn't it?
It's pretty close. You know, they used to weigh the tickets, and there's been a lot of disagreement on how accurate that was. But we know this is much more accurate because we're scanning every ticket.
Okay. Now, when you say e-ticket, what does that mean? Does that mean
electronic? Electronic tickets. It's the name of the company is E-Tix. E, capital T, capital I, capital X. E-Tix.
It's pretty much what you use in almost every public venue of any event anymore, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We were long time coming to this system.
Now, we know weather can have an impact on attendance. But what other factors might be at work?
You know, weather is probably the biggest factor of anything. And the good sign for us is the pre-sales. And once you see those kinds of sales that we're seeing right now, it makes us very enthusiastic about where we're headed.
But, you know, Bob, over the years, the economy in South Central Kansas at times, especially after 2008, was pretty crummy. I'm going to that. That's what I'm asking about, I guess.
Yeah, that can happen.
Does that happen? Yeah.
I think, right now, and you think about it, used to be there were lots and lots of farmers in Kansas, and now there's not nearly as many farmers. They have big farms. And so I don't know that it's as much a factor, but it can be a factor.
Where do the fairgoers basically come from? Are they all from Kansas?
Well, we have out-of-state people come to the fair. With Hetex this last year, we were able to identify where they were coming from, and we'll be able to identify even better this year. But for the majority of the majority comes from east of Manhattan, clear out to western Kansas. And then you still get some from up in the Lenexa area, but not nearly as many. Primarily east of Manhattan, clear to the west part of the state.
All right, so not a concentration of Reno County then, or Sedgwick, or anything like that?
No. Actually, we're encouraging a lot of people who haven't been to the fair and from Hutchinson and Reno County. They say, well, it's the same every year. Well, it's not. We got a lot of new stuff this year, so and they need to come.
And we're going to talk about that here in just a minute. But how many vendors and exhibitors do you have each year, Bob?
Oh, gosh. I'm trying to think. Food vendors, we have 103. I think we have over 700 exhibitors. And then, of course, we have the livestock shows and the animal shows that are quite a few.
How big an area is that actually?
We have about 280 acres. The fairgrounds is 280 acres. That includes the parking and everything. We have about 28 acres under roof. And we have 72 buildings.
All right. So it's a big deal. And again, is that about a square mile? Or I don't know anything about that.
Yeah. It's bigger than that. A quarter is 160 acres, so it's almost two quarters.
I guess when you get out there and start walking around, it can be pretty big.
Absolutely.
Yeah. How is the fair financed? How do you pay the bills, Bill?
The fair is a fee-funded organization, and we're basically self-funding. And that's one of the big things that a lot of people don't realize. We're a little different than the normal state agency. We actually fund ourselves.
Do you ever want to take money from the state? If they offered it to you, a few million, would you take it?
Sure. We were just recently asking for more money and for buildings and new buildings, and we were able to go up and pass a Senate Bill 451, which allowed us to get the sales tax generated throughout the year on the fairgrounds back into a capital fund.
All right. That's the way to do it then. Okay. That'll generate some more cash, won't it?
Oh, it does. And we put in $300,000 in capital each year. We're hoping that tax fund will generate about $400,000. It's important because we just put a roof on the Pride of Kansas, and it's almost $200,000 just for one roof. So
really?
You can understand why the capital needs are there.
Now, back to the visitors for just a little bit, because you have visitors, I bet, from other countries too as well.
Absolutely. We're going to have a group from Germany on the fairgrounds this year. CVB is bringing out about 9 people, and we're going to give them a tour around the fairgrounds and show them what a fair is in Kansas.
Yeah. Well, that would be interesting, I would think, for a person from another country. Tell us about the agriculture part of the fair, which is, of course, how it all got started, I'm sure. Tell me about livestock and domestic arts.
You know, we have the ag is where it started. It's about education, and it's about the largest classroom in the state of Kansas. So there's a lot to learn there. Agriculture is the big driver, but there are many other exhibits there that are not related to agriculture. And domestic arts is a lot of the things that you see, the quilts and the handmade dresses and a lot of things that are really beautiful, fine work that people do. Of course, the governor's cookie jar and all those things go with that as well.
I always like to see. I got to go see the bulls. I like to see the great big swine, or is that right? Swine, hogs, whatever. Those guys get pretty big.
They do get big, and they have quite a life up until they get sold.
It's the word bacon.
I mean, yeah, I think so.
And it's always kind of fun for me to see how these kids from rural areas take care of those animals, groom them, and so that they look good. It's fun to watch.
Yeah, they learn a lot. I think personally, as a kid raising a heifer or and then bringing it to the state fair and then having to give it up would be a little tough. You'd seem to get a little close to it, but. Yeah, they learn a lot, and it's a great education of responsibility and showmanship for these young people.
Well, tell me about usually there's a pumpkin there about as big as a Volkswagen.
There's a pumpkin, and I don't remember exactly the weight, but they can be as high as 600 pounds.
Wow.
in the past. I don't remember the
now,
record.
After you get through with that, after they get through with showing, then you take the fair people that have worked there, and you have a, make a big pumpkin pie, don't you?
Oh, yeah, world-sized pumpkin pie.
Giant pumpkin pie. Hey, that brings up another question for me. How many people actually work for the fair year-round?
Year-round, we have 26 employees, full-time employees, and during the fair, we hire another 500 employees.
And those are those they're temporary.
They're temporary fair workers, and they come in and they sell tickets and they work the gates and they help with the shows and all the extra duties that we have during the fair.
You talk about domestic arts, and that my wife, the last time we were up there, the last few times we were up there, very interested to go see those quilts.
Oh yeah.
Now, are those? Can you buy those after the show's over? Do you know?
It just depends. There are some that are willing to sell the quilts, but a lot of them are done for family, done for specific people. So it's not always they're not always for sale.
But when they are, I notice the price tag's pretty expensive.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, like, I think so.
Like going down to the department store and getting that.
Exactly.
Now, another thing I want to talk about is farm equipment, because as a city guy, the last time I was, it's been several years, but the last time I was up there, I went over there and looked at those tractors, and I thought, man, all you have to do is mount a cannon on this thing, and they'd go to war. Those things are big.
They're huge. And I'm just going to tell you that they get bigger every year. One of the things that we've got coming this year is called the Tribine, and it's made here in Kansas. It is the largest combine you'll ever see to date, and they're going to be at the fairgrounds in front of the administration on Friday. And then we have Kincaid, which is out of Haven, that has little plot combines, which is probably the smallest combine. So we're going to put them side by side, and I think it'll be a great
contrast,
absolutely.
Now, where's that Tribine? What does that mean? Is there three blades or three different?
Well, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, okay.
And not very many people have, so this
there
is
you
a,
go.
They've not shown it. So this is kind of a unveiling of it.
All right. And some of this farm equipment anymore, it's not like you're riding a tractor around open the open air. You got the calves, you got the air conditioning, the stereo in there.
Oh, yeah.
These farmers got it pretty easy now, don't they?
Well, I don't know about easy, but the thing about them is, you hard to work on anymore, because if they break down, you're not fixing them like a mechanic.
Right,
you got a computer tech to come out to figure out what's wrong with it.
Good point. And they're more sophisticated than ever before. One of the things that illustrates, when you go to the fair and stand next to one of these things and think, how much that thing costs and what a farmer has to pay for that. And you got to plow a lot of wheat and sell a lot of cows to pay for it.
Yeah, you need a lot of bushels, and you need a better price than they have right now, probably.
So before we go any further, is your background, were you a kid, were you on the farm as a kid, or are you like me, a city guy?
I grew up in a small town out in northwest Kansas, Rexford, Kansas, by Colby.
Okay.
And so I worked on the farm all through high school, but I'm not a, I call myself a city kid. Of a town of about 250 people.
But not a big city.
But not a big city.
Okay. Is there going to be a butter sculpture this year?
Butter sculpture again this year. And we just got the butter in the other day. And
And you're not going to tell me what it is?
No, I can't tell you. It's always a secret. You have to come see.
I've interviewed general manager of the fair now for about 15, 20 years, I guess, on this show. They never give me a sneak preview. They never tell us in advance.
Well, Steve, we want you to come see it.
It's like you guys are with the CIA or something.
I got to have a few secrets.
I can tell you, but then I've got to – never mind. But it always is fun, and I don't know – I can't tell you what the last few themes, but I can remember as a kid I went up there and the sculpture was Ike and Mamie Eisenhower, and I just thought that was the coolest thing.
Yep.
And they're very creative people.
Incredibly creative. I can't even imagine how they do it. You watch them, and it's just amazing to watch day by day how it progresses.
And then it all melts down, and you go over and get some corn, and away you go, right?
You got it.
All right. Now, tell us, while we're on the subject of food, tell us about the food this year. Well, every year it seems like there's something that's deep fried or covered in chocolate that's new.
Well, we have a few new things.
Oh, you got some, okay.
We got a Bob Kebab.
And a what? Wait a minute. A Bob Kebab?
Bob Kebab. It's not named after me.
Okay.
It's a 6-ounce piece of beef wrapped in bacon, or chicken wrapped in bacon.
Okay.
So that's the Bob Kebab.
All right.
We have a moon pie burger, and that's a...
Oh, my...
This is a beef patty paired with moon pie, marshmallow, chocolate, and graham cracker cookies. Now, I don't know. You're going to have the sweet of it and the beef of it, but it's something to try.
And that's called the Moon Pie Burger.
Moon Pie Burger. And then probably the one you're going to have to try, Steve, is the dill pickle slushy. And it's a dill pickle slushy with a peppermint straw.
Okay. Is it a reusable straw?
Well, I think so.
All right. Okay, so those are the two. Those are the highlights.
And those are the unique things. There'll be all the other things that
you know. Yeah, and I like to go up there because you've got churches that have places you can have a little buffet or dine in. There's always a Mexican food place up there. There are all kinds of different things.
Yeah, there's choices of about every kind of food you want. There's Mexican. There's pancakes. There's funnel cakes. There's crable sausage. There's all kinds of things. Anything. If you want it, it's probably there. And, of course, Pronto Pups for sure.
Pronto Pups. We almost forgot Pronto Pups. Oh. You're listening to Issues 2018 on the Entercom radio stations, and our guest is Acting Kansas State Fair General Manager Robert Mader. You know, there's always great entertainment on the stage at the fair. Can you give us a rundown of who you're going to have this year?
Yeah, let me give you a rundown. First night is KC and the Sunshine Band.
Whoa, wait, did you? Really?
And I'm telling you, they put on a heck of a show. We've priced this at $5 and $10. You can't go wrong with the price. And not only that, then after they're done, we have a laser light show, which we learned about from the fair in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So there'll be about a 20-30-minute show following their show, which will be in addition, and it'll be like an electronic fireworks show, I call it.
And that's when, was that the opening night, or?
The next night, we do it the first three nights of the fair. First weekend will be the electronic show or light show, laser show after the show.
Okay.
Dan and Shay is on Saturday night, and Dan and Shay just were nominated for all kinds of nominations, Video of the Year, Song of the Year, Tequila. So we've got them at the right time, and they're running number two in terms of the top shows that we've sold so far.
Okay.
Sunday night's Joss Abbott with Blackhawk. Tuesday is Roots and Boots. Wednesday is King and Country and Zach.
Well, Zach.
Sorry.
Zach will be there.
Zach will be there. Brett Michaels is Thursday.
Okay.
Trace Atkins is Friday. Beach Boys are Saturday, and Beach Boys are just selling
Beach
like
Boys?
Hotcakes.
Wow. I'll bet.
And a lot of people excited to see the Beach Boys. But like I said, we're running way ahead of last year's entertainment sales, and that tells me that we're going to have a lot of people in the seats, and there's still tickets available, and we encourage you to get them soon.
Now, do you still do the Demolition Derby or not?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Demolition Derby.
I like that.
And the Outlaw Tractor Truck Pull.
Oh, yeah.
So Monday night, the first Monday night is the Demo Derby, and the Tractor Pull is on Sunday.
Now, before we go any further, do you want to give us your website, the web address on that?
Yes, you can go to www.kansastatefair.com, and you can buy your tickets online.
Yeah.
And it's important you buy them from the official fair site. There are some ticket people out there that have bought tickets and are selling them for quite a bit more than we have them online for, so make sure it's the official.
Yeah, be careful. All right. How about pig races? You going to do the pig races this year?
Oh, yeah. Pig races are a highlight. Every day we'll have pig races for those that want to see it.
What's that gentleman's name who does that? He's got a little...
Joe Hendricks.
Joe Hendricks.
He's
at Nickerson, right?
Yeah. Lives at Nickerson, raises all kinds of animals from camels to ostrich to zebras, you name it. He's probably got it.
If you've never seen a pig race, you got to see it. It is something.
It is a blast.
It is entertaining. I remember the names of the pigs, like Seattle Slop, among others. There's some big races. Now, what about Ron Diamond, the comic hypnotist? Is Ron Diamond going to be
here? Ron Diamond will be here again this year, and he is one of those that's been here for a number of years and continues to just draw big crowds. People love him, and you know, even though you don't think you can be hypnotized, some of these people get hypnotized. They're pretty funny.
Yeah, you know, that's what I've heard. I've never seen it, and I'm sure if I go there, my wife will make me volunteer to go up on stage, and I'll be completely embarrassed. So, but anyway, I've heard that Ron is very, very funny.
Yes.
There are so many events, demonstrations, and activities at the fair. What am I leaving out right now? What do we need to talk about?
Some new things. Here's some new things.
Yeah.
We have a group called the Moo University. And Moo University is going to be over by the barns. And they're going to give tours throughout the barns. A lot of people don't know that they can go through the barns. Or if they do go through, they're not sure what they're looking at. So we hired this group to give about 45-minute tours. So you can learn about what's in the barns, learn more about them, and be more informed and go through and really learn something. So that's new this year.
Terrific idea.
We have a butterfly display that you're going to be able to go through the butterfly experience, and you're going to be able to look at butterflies. You're going to be able to feed them. You're going to be able to see caterpillars. You're going to understand the growth and the how the path goes from caterpillars to butterflies.
Right.
And that'll be over by Lake Talbot.
Okay.
Timberworks Lumberjack Show. That's a free show, and that's there at Gottschalk Park. It's a show that you're going to see log rolling. Guys rolling on the logs. You're going to see them doing axe throwing. You're going to see them cut a wedge in a tree, put a plank on it, stand on it, and cut the top off.
Okay.
To me, that's probably the highlight
fun
I'd like.
Stuff.
I want to see.
Yeah, that sounds fun and dangerous too.
we've also gone to daily themes, and the first Friday is Explore Kansas. And we're going to have some things from around the state. So like the Swedish dancers from Lindsberg. We're going to have the medicine man from Dodge City, Kansas, liberal pancake race, and things that happen around the state. So
right.
We showcase some of those so people can get a feel for that. Sunday is Kansas Salutes. Oh, excuse me. Saturday is the gubernatorial debates.
Oh, we're going to have that. Okay.
And, you know, that's going to be a big one. We also have at the Clapper House is a stump, and there'll be other people that are like the old stump speeches. So you can go and stump for your office, and so that will be also on Saturday. Sunday is Kansas Salutes. There's an active military discount. We're going to recognize veterans and police and firemen and so forth and thank them for what they do. There'll be a big card to sign for our veterans.
And
Wednesday is Kansas Cares. It's something new that shows how Kansans give back. We'll have the blood bank that takes blood that day. We'll have Dylan's is sponsoring a food packaging setup we'll have 350 people pack about 3,500 meals.
How about that?
In about 30 minutes. It'll be a lot of fun.
Bob, is security still handled by the Highway Patrol?
Security's handled by the Highway Patrol, and they do a wonderful job, and we really appreciate having them there.
Tell us a little bit about ticket prices now. What does it cost this year?
Okay. Ticket prices.
Okay.
Advanced ticket prices before September 6th are $7.
Okay.
Regular tickets for adults are $10. Seniors, $4 and $6. Children is 4 and 6. Mm-hmm. And then children under 5 or 5 and under are free.
Well, that's great. Great value.
And there's also some group packages.
Yeah.
And you want to look at some of those group packages because they're really, if you're going to take your kids on the rides and some of those things, those group packages will save you money.
You know, people may not know this, but the fairgrounds stay pretty busy year-round, don't you? You got things going on all the time there at Hutch.
We do. We do. Yeah. We have about between 550 and 600 events a year. And that's anything from the Mennonite Relief Auction to Comic-Con, which we just had recently, about 6,500 people. We have weddings. We have prom celebrations,
sure.
Family reunions, you name it. We have all sorts of buildings.
What's the economic impact? Has anybody ever said on the Reno County in the area?
I'm glad you asked.
In terms of millions?
Yeah. We just had an economic study done a year ago. It's $108 million for the state of Kansas, economic impact, and about $43 million of that stays within a 60-mile radius of Hutchinson.
So it's a big deal then.
Yeah, absolutely. The fair is very meaningful to not only Hutchinson, but to the state of Kansas.
So what are you going to do now? We've got Robin Jennison's coming in as the new fair manager. Are you going to retire then with the big pension that you get from the state fair? What's
yeah.
going to happen?
Yeah. No, I'm going to retire and My wife and I are going to, we have an RV, and we're going to get in that RV and take our dog, and we're going to take a little trip somewhere.
You're going to go somewhere.
And rest.
All right. Sounds like fun. And you've got the state fair coming up again, and it's September 7th to the 16th in Hutchinson, Kansas, as always. Started out in Topeka, as I understand it, years ago, but it's in Hutchinson, and you need to go see it. And you've been listening to us talk about it here this morning. Hey, if you want any more information, go to that website, KansasStateFair.com, and find out everything you need to know, order tickets, whatever. KansasStateFair.com. Our guest is acting Kansas State Fair General Manager, soon to be retired, Robert Mader. That's all for this edition of Issues 2018. We'll be back next week. Hey, by the way, Bob, thank you for doing this for us today, and thank you for being the interim general manager.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you all for listening to Issues. I'm Steve McIntosh.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.